The British Prime Minister Keir Starmer is in Belfast today, meeting delegations from all of the main political parties in the north. He discussed parliamentary schedules at Westminster and Stormont with First Minister Michelle O'Neill and Deputy First Minister Emma Little-Pengally as they met at Stormont Castle. They were joined by the new Northern Ireland Secretary for the UK, Hilary Benn. Mr. Starmer is on a tour of the UK following his landslide win in last week's general election. Let's speak now to our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney, who joins us now. So what was the focus of today's visit, Vincent?
Well, as we say, Gavin, Keir Starmer, he's left Stormont now and left after what can only be described as a very successful meeting. Almost ridiculous levels of positivity up here, Starmer, where they were not used to, because all of the political parties he met afterwards described the talks as constructive and positive, and a wide range of issues on the agenda. The really perilous state of Northern Ireland's public finances, particularly in the health service, and the need for much additional funding. This ongoing saga over the GAA's plans for a new stadium in West Belfast at Casement Park, and whether or not it will be built. Now, Keir Starmer didn't bring a chequebook with him today. He didn't bring any promises, but certainly the parties have taken heart from the fact that, for example, on health, Keir Starmer has said that the health system, the NHS in the UK, is broken and he's going to fix it. So they view that as a promise, that if more money is put into Britain, then more money, additional funds, will be put into Northern Ireland as well. On Casement Park, money hasn't been agreed yet, but certainly we've had strong indications that this British government wants to see Casement Park built, and if at all possible, on time for the Euros in 2028. In terms of the political issues, Gavin, one of the big issues was a border poll, of course, a very controversial question, something Sinn Féin says it believes can happen by 2030. Now, Keir Starmer himself had previously, when asked about this question, had described himself as a unionist. He'd said that if there was such a referendum within his lifetime, he would actively campaign for Northern Ireland to remain within the UK. Now, that caused quite a bit of controversy, but asked about it today, he was much more neutral, and he pointed out that the Labour Party is the party of the Good Friday Agreement. He says that agreement makes provision for a border poll, but said that in future, under the terms of the Good Friday Agreement, the role of the UK would be as an honest broker. Now, I think, Evan, that's something that would be warmly welcomed in Dublin by the Irish government, because they certainly would not have viewed successive Conservative governments as honest brokers when it comes to the Good Friday Agreement.
Yes, but the calling of a border poll remains at the discretion of a Northern Secretary under, well, very vague terms.
Indeed, those terms have been, people have tried to tease those terms out many times. They will say that, well, if we believe there's a majority in favour, or likely to be a majority in favour, then we will call a border poll. But of course, that's almost impossible to define without having some kind of a poll. So to imagine in the years ahead, that's a debate that is going to go on and on. Keir Starmer previously said during a visit to Stormont back in October that, as far as he was concerned, he didn't think a border poll was on the horizon. So although today he's taken a more neutral stance and said he will be an honest broker, it's unlikely that view has changed. So as far as this Labour government is concerned, I don't think a border poll is anywhere near the top of his priority list.
Okay, ridiculous levels of positivity aside, what about the legacy legislation? What did Keir Starmer say about that?
Well, he stressed again, Gavin, as did his new Secretary of State here, Hilary Benn, over the weekend, that the British government really wants to reset relations with the Irish government. Relations that were seriously damaged by the approach of Conservative governments over the past 14 years. Now, one of the big bones of contention, of course, is legacy. The Irish government has taken the UK to the European Court over this legislation to end all investigations into troubles killings. So I asked him today directly if he wanted to see the Irish government withdraw that legacy challenge now, or does the lawyer in him understand that perhaps the Irish government wants to see the colour of his money, but want to see some legislative proof that he means what he says? And he was very diplomatic in his answer, as we can hear now.
Well, as you'd expect, I've already had discussions with the Taoiseach and others, again to make it clear the approach that I will take to reset and make sure that those relationships are collaborative, that they're respectful. Of course there are issues, including in relation to litigation, but the most important thing is the way in which we will approach this.
And when will it be discussed, Vincent?
That'll be discussed next week when Keir Starmer meets Taoiseach Simon Harris in Downing Street. And clearly, I think both sides here hope they can find a sort of an agreed landing zone where the British government will send a very strong signal that it will repeal that legacy legislation after its promises to do so, and the Irish government would then withdraw its legal challenge.
Vincent Kearney in Belfast, thank you.